increase our work with local government and with the FET colleges as well, where we are having youth advisory center points and thereby increasing information flow and access to Msobo Youth Fund. And in that way, reaching more young people in the different parts of our country and also in the rural areas. Where we do not have, always difficult to reach by way of physical offices, we go to young people using our mobiles, and we intend increasing the fleet as well of our mobile such that five.
Is that okay, honorable members? Yeah, I think that's it on the forestry side of the report. Honorable Arendse, do you accept the additions? When you made the recommendation, do you accept now the additions that have been made to the report when you moved the report?
I would, Chair, assuming also that in my absence all the additions were valid, were accepted by the committee. Because I didn't hear somebody, unfortunately.
One of the recommendations was that the Finance Subcommittee owe this committee a report on how we're going to approach the next meeting that we are having with DWAF on what issues. The committee secretary is anxious to write to the department to tell them that these are the focus areas other than assets and so on that we would want to engage in. So may I invite Honorable Arendse and Honorable Arendse and the others together with the committee secretary to engage with each other so that they can put together something to give to the department.
Thanks, Chair. We're working on it already.
Chair, with all the recommendations, I will second this report.
Do you want to ask
the board? No.
Because we have reflected on that point, and one of the recommendations that the committee is making is that we need to have a joint meeting with the provincial and local government to discuss that and other matters. Can you apologize? Thank you. And can you focus on the meeting here and not Philippines? Honourable members, that's the report. Thank you very much to all of you for your contribution. The committee secretary will now put together the report in the shape and the manner that it should be, and we will really attempt to get this report into the ATC as soon as we can, not the 6 month thing that the committee section like to get into. The other day I had to deal with a report that was a year old in the house. I simply hate that kind of abuse. Any other matter that we have on the agenda? Right. Honourable members, whilst it is fresh in your memory, last week we had the water boards before us. Can I invite you to give a bit of reflection on what we dealt with and what likely also you, because it will help the report and it will help some of the recommendations also, that we have an opportunity now to express some views you know, before the actual reports come before you. Honorable Kumbum.
Thank you, Chair. Before we can make any recommendation, I think it is very, very important that we have this meeting this meeting between us and various other departments, especially local government, and also SAUDA. Because I'm still angry about, not angry, but I'm not happy about the way, the body language of this guy of SAUDA. After I was speaking to him, I could see he's crazy, mad, angry. And it's very important that we have this meeting, because I think the water board reached the stage where they actually start doing very well. I mean, most of them making profits, make money. Most of them have some money in the kitty where they can do maintenance, you know, all those kinds of things. But the biggest problem is the biggest problems we will have in the future is that the municipality didn't pay the water board. And we can only solve that problem if we have a meeting with local government. Because honestly, local government is not honest with the water board. And as soon as we can have this meeting, and especially if the minister can be with us in that meeting, our minister, and then even maybe the minister from that side, that we can solve this problem for once and forever. Thank you.
Can I ask us to reflect on what happened in the day and a half before we come to the end tale of what we must do?
I actually wanted to support Honorable Zed with regard to the question of the municipality and the water board with regard to the infrastructure, because for the infrastructure to be actually improved, the municipalities must take also responsibility and the water board must also get finance from them. But we are having a problem if all the reports that we are getting actually is from the aging infrastructure and the sewage plantation that are not working. So it is actually mostly focusing from on the side of the local government. So I think that meeting is going to be very much crucial for us to have all our ministers together to try to resolve these issues. Otherwise, we are going to be blamed forever with regard to those infrastructure that are not being improved by the local government, and it also impacts on water access and sewage. So I think that the point that Honorable has just indicated, I just wanted to re-emphasize that it's very much important that we look to it, because this question of infrastructure is very clear. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. The first point I would like to make, Chairperson, is that with regard to the comments made by Honorable Kombrink and Swati, I'm hoping we're noting that, because they are speaking to possible recommendations that could be made in the report. So I'm hoping that part is noted. Because when we first look at the draft report, we will already have those types of recommendations in there. To the 1.5 days itself, Chairperson, I think to me what clearly stood out in the 1.5 days is that after several years of working and questioning and in many cases pestering the water board, we are finally getting to the stage where, notwithstanding two of the water boards that didn't account, where we find ourselves in a situation where, by and large, the water boards are working with us. They're working with us in terms of getting their act together, as Honorable Combrink said, and they're producing surpluses now. They're working with us in how they allocate the surpluses. For instance, just making one example, Bloom, for instance, as soon as they made a surplus, they said, okay, we know we've got old infrastructure, we know we're going to have to budget for this, so a certain amount of our surpluses we put aside for infrastructure, and they could explain it in that way. So many of the water boards, or most of them, Chairperson, are at that level now, and most of them, that's their approach in terms of surpluses. So after this committee hammering them for years, we are now, we've made progress to where we at that stage. Now, that was very clear across very clear in the 1.5 days. The other point that also came across very clear in the 1.5 days was that the age-old problem of municipalities not paying the water board what is due to the water board is still persistent, and as a matter of fact has deteriorated. It's worse. Although I think at least two or three water boards were beginning, Bloom one of them, were beginning to receive some of the monies. There were some agreements in place, although not the kind of agreements that we would like to see as to how some of the municipalities were going to pay the water board, what's due to the water board. There's I mean, the progress as far as that is concerned, Chairperson, is just not sufficient. As a matter of fact, I would come back to the point that I've made, that as a matter of fact, that situation has deteriorated. So that came across very clearly, it stood out, actually. The third point over the 1.5 days that I picked up, Chairperson, was that somehow between what DWARF's responsible for, what the municipalities are responsible for, and what water boards are responsible for in terms of the provision of potable water, something falls through the cracks. I'm saying that in between what the department is responsible for, what the municipalities are responsible for, and what the water boards are responsible for in terms of the provision of clean drinking water, something is falling through those cracks. What I'm referring to, Chairperson, and I don't know if I'm the only one that picked it up, is that it would appear to be we seem to find ourselves in a possible situation where we're going to have to, this committee, very soon look at possibly amending legislation to begin to deal with that and to begin to empower the department to step in to the fray more effectively when there's this breakdown between municipalities and water boards. For instance, in more than one of the presentations, it came across very clearly that the whole question of corporate governance, where the department brings the different entities together, the municipalities and the water boards, and attempt to smooth the way, so to speak, so that all of the rest must happen, that in some instances that whole process breaks down, because it can only work if all the partners work together. And in many instances, it is the municipalities that don't do their part, you see. But when that happens, and this is why I'm referring to legislation and empowering the department, when that happens, nobody has the power, not the department also, to say, okay, now we will implement a program to make things happen. So this is possibly, Chairperson, much bigger debate, longer discussion, more thoroughgoing work needs to be done, but this, I'm focusing on the 1.5 days, what I picked up in the 1.5 days. Those are the three areas that I picked up in the 1.5 days of deliberation with the water board, Chairperson.
What I picked up, Chairperson, is actually related to the attitude of municipalities towards the water board. Is it Lepelle now? Lepelle, in Limpopo, they made mention of a municipality that is totally arrogant. And they have made submissions, requests for assistance from DWARF, Nothing is happening. But I also wonder whether Dwarf can deal with that matter. Because it's a matter that can be successfully dealt with by DPLG. So we need really to give assistance to the water board as far as that is concerned. It is, for me, it was a highlight in terms of the challenges that are facing the water board. Apart from the fact that one could pick up that most of the water boards clearly have their act together, you know, some of them. I think they are performing reasonably well. We do not have those that are lacking and lagging behind could not even make an appearance. What is that board again now? Kangala could not stand up to it. They should be. But truly speaking, I think I got a sense that here we're dealing with people now who are a bit more confident than what I used to hear from them. The presentation, you know, was smooth, and you know, when you ask a question, you really feel you're asking somebody who is doing some work. You nearly want more clarity on certain issues. I was not there right through, but those that I listened to, that is the impression that I have about them. And I think it is thanks to this committee, you know. The manner in which the committee demanded that certain things should be done in a particular way. I saw one report with lots of pictures and what as well. So the chairperson referred to one that even has your own picture. Perhaps that needs to be.
Can somebody protect me?
Perhaps that needs to be to be looked at. I don't know what members have to say about the format. Number one, the picture of the chair and the many pictures of other stakeholders, you know, especially you.
The secretary, just provide me with a legal argument against the issues that you are raising. I will.
All right. I'm raising this, you know, because this is what we actually, the technical quality, all right? Because this committee actually took the department to task about. Thank you for the term, the technical quality of the report. And then I missed the legal opinion about submission of the two boards, their disqualification from participating and so on. So that's if I could be assisted with what transpired there.
No, it is in terms of the Public Finance Management Act, it tells us what the duties are of entities, departments, when they need to appear before the committee. One of it is that they need to submit their report to Parliament, state X time, what, and upon that it will be referred to the committees who will then deal with it in the manner that we did. The two boards in particular have not complied with that provision, which then meant that they could say something here. but we didn't need to do anything about whatever they said because they have not legally complied with that provision. The Department of Water says in this instance who they report to and refer these reports to us because the water boards don't send their annual reports straight to us. It's the minister that refer them to Parliament. DWAF had to comply also in the instance of informing us. The Act also says that where you fail to send your report, the minister entity must inform Parliament by way of explaining why they're going to be late. We haven't received that part also and have then concluded in the meeting to say that DWAF will have to do that. The two boards will have to come back. We must schedule a time, and I think we'll have to take some guidance from the department also on when these reports are available so that we can slot them into our program. So that is the legal advice that was given to us on the two boards and why we disallowed them to make a full submission. They opted not to, they said, look, even if we say that they can say something here, they'd rather comply with bringing their proper report instead of saying something here. So that was it on that one. Are you through, Honourable Member? Any other last remarks from members here? Honourable Swati and Sabiani.
Oh, thank you very much, Professor. And I was not here last week, but there is something that I've done about a month ago with regard to the Bella Northern Water Board. There was a complaint actually coming from my area in Sekukuni, just around Flatbush Yellow Dam there. Apparently, those people there actually were complaining that they paid money to the Bella Water Board. Those are the individual people who are residing in a village next to that that dam. They paid 1,500, and they were complaining to me that actually the Bella Northern Water was not providing them with that service that they paid for. To my surprise, I was trying to phone the villagers. Yeah, paid the Bell Northern Water Board for they wanted the Bell to provide them with water in their area. So they paid and they made an agreement, but the Bell didn't honor that agreement. So they faxed the information to me complaining that the Bell is not honoring the agreement with them. To my surprise, I tried to phone municipalities around that are served by the Bell Northern Water. I phoned Mkumpili Bell Municipality, I phoned Hobodal, Elias Motsoaledi, and those people didn't even have the contacts of the people in the Bell Northern Water. So I was so surprised, and but finally I was helped by the gentleman there. Zakele helped me. Then I got hold of them and I phoned them, and they promised that they will fix that. They know about all those people, and but they've got a problem with the district municipality of Sekukuni, because the district is providing the those services free. And they made people to pay for that services, and so they are still going to talk with them. So I'm still waiting even today for their response, because they promised that after having that meeting with the district municipality, with regards to that, they will come back to me. So up until today, they haven't come back to me. And I'm so surprised of what is happening there, because there should have been a good cooperation between the district municipality and the Bella Northern Water, Northern Water Board. But apparently there is a problem, and people paid. And they also promised me that after that meeting, they are going to pay back the money to those communities. But I'm still waiting even today. So it shows that there is a problem between municipalities and the water board with regard to the service that they are providing to the people. So I just wanted maybe to, because I phoned Mr. Songwan, the person who actually helped me with those information, and then I talked to them. I'm still waiting for them to come back to me to tell me how did they resolve the situation. It's about a month now.
I think as you have raised the matter here, I think there will be nothing wrong in from my office writing to the board to say that the matter was raised here in the meeting. We're doing a follow-up on what was put to them, the finer details of, you know, whatever we can get from you. Because I think that would just be the right thing to do, to say that we have not received any response on whatever the matter is that we raised with them, and we asked them to respond at state to ourselves about that. So we'll get the, if you don't mind, to pass the details to us, and then we can also in addition write to them to say that this matter must be attended. Is that okay? Aronson?
Thank you, Chairperson.
Was your hand up? Sorry, Honorable Sabir.
Thank you, Chair. My observation from our meeting with the Water Board here in the department, it came to light to me that there is a need for the department, Water Board, municipalities, local municipalities to come together, including the committee itself, because it's a question of a transfer of assets. Some of the municipalities actually say we cannot use the borehole because the department has never resuscitated those boreholes and make them serviceable in order for us to supply water to the community. Yet the department also says no, it is the duty of the local municipalities to supply water. If you don't enable a person to carry out the service, how do you expect such a person to do so? I think the meeting will enable us to hear exactly why certain municipalities are not paying their dues to the Water Board. I know some of the municipalities will not be able to pay simply because the communities are not able to pay anything because they are not working. So in that meeting, perhaps all of us who can have a say and come with the resolutions which actually have been agreed to by all of us, then we can follow up later on as to what is actually taking place. Thank you.
Chairperson, this is a possible recommendation for the board. In view of the investigations that are currently underway in the possible disestablishment or not of a staff for two boards, which is an issue, of course, that the committee still shall have to deal with. The recommendation I want to make is also something that we briefly discussed when we were visiting one of the provinces. I just forgot now. And that is whether the recommendation is that we should possibly look at investigating the possibility to, where feasible, allow one board to possibly take over the functions of another, where that particular board is possibly on its way to being disestablished or are in danger of not basically getting its act together. I was just thinking during those 1.5 days, Chairperson, that it was once briefly discussed but wasn't pursued. But if you look at the boards in the close proximity, while some of them are to each other, you know, water isn't something that can be confined into political boundaries. Yeah, and it's not possible to say a water board should not, for instance, as we're doing with cross-border municipalities, that a water board shouldn't provide water in X area. Since you can't do that, it should be perfectly possible, as I'm saying, where feasible, to if one board is in terrible danger of not being able to or not able to do the job that it's been set up for, and another water board is in a position and are willing and able to take over the functions as of a water board, these are state entities, then I think there should be an investigation on whether or not we can actually begin to look at something like that. Especially in the light of the question being asked is that if you look at the disestablishment, possible disestablishment of any board, then you also at the same time have to look at who will provide the service. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members, for those comments that you have made. I think they certainly would assist us in the report writing also. Let me just start with the last point that were made. I think, Honourable Arons, before we even go that route, the committee in terms of legislation will have to satisfy itself that a disestablishment must occur. And I think in preparation for that, what we should do, apart from the report, is to ask the committee secretary to pick out for us what does the relevant legislation say with regards to that, so that we can look at it now already to see what are we supposed to do or not supposed to do, and what are the options open to that. So that I think we come to a decision based on what we ourselves, because you see, you might find a situation where you will physically have to go to Bushbuck Ridge Water Board and establish there by yourself what the situation is on the ground, whether that situation does warrant a disestablishment or not, or whatever other decision. So I think before we even get to the situation that we say, maybe that board must take over the other, we will have to satisfy ourselves with relevant information on that one. So I think when we deal with the recommendations, we should maybe be a little bit clear also on that. I wanted to also say, Honourable Members, that maybe some of the other areas that must be put in here is, I think the issue of Section 78 has been raised, I mean, all the time. I think it's the second area where we must ask the committee secretary to take out a page or two for us. What is the content of Section 78? What are the conflictual areas about Section 78 that prohibits the water board in performing their functions? Because if we want to go the route that Honourable Arons has said, that we need to amend legislation, let's be clear about what legislation is that we are referring to and what are the stumbling blocks. I think the Secretary should forward to us that one also. So it's the section that deals with the establishment of water boards, and then this aspect of Section 78. Because Section 78 is not only for the, yes, mainly it's for the water boards that have this problem, but it's got a problem in relation to service delivery also, because it then means that you don't have access to water because the municipality says, look, I'm not going to give you a service level agreement. If all of that stuff are a problem and it inhibits and prohibits service delivery, then I think we should do that. Now, I'm sorry that I'm giggling, because it reminds me, you know, the Honourable Member that was drinking this juice, and the sound that it makes sound like this advert on television about Frisco. So I think that's the next area in preparation for all of that happening, but also in preparation for us making recommendations to the report, that we have sufficient information on what we're actually going to say. I think the member has made the suggestion that we should, outside of the report, and I think you said it also last week, Honourable Members, outside of the report, it appears that there will be a need to call the water boards and whoever else again for specific reasons, then I think we should entertain that idea. You did say it last week, and I think you're raising it again. We should entertain that, and that means we will look at our program again and see how we can put, so that we then just discuss this thing of the debt and this thing of the profits and so on. So I think we should do that. And then I think the last point from my side that we should maybe, the last thing from my side that I think we should maybe look at is this thing called I almost said arrangement, it's not arrangement. You know, the transformation of the institutions, that thing. I think it's now that the boards are where you said they are at, I think the committee is incumbent on the committee to now look at now where to from here with the board. Because it's no longer a situation that the board must deal with the King Commission compliance only. We're interested in service delivery. We're interested in improving the lives of our people, and I think the committee must now shift its attention towards that situation. Are these entities sufficiently assisting us with regards to creating a developmental government, a developmental program in pursuit of the objectives that we are having, and how more can we interrogate that part of the board? Because when they appear before us, we deal with their report, their finances and all of that. We don't sufficiently deal with the broader agenda of them. But as I said, honorable members, they did send their file of somebody will have to go through it and see whether we here later today in my office, somebody must go through it to see whether the strategic plans of the water boards and the annual reports that they've given, whether there's a correlation between the two. Sorry? Of course, yes. We will do that to give it to the researcher, because it's going to be important to put into the report. Honourable members, I think thank you very much. It's been valuable contributions that you have made. It will certainly help us to deal with the report before the committee. We are supposed to be dealing with the water board. When is it here? 21. Yeah, we're supposed to be dealing with the report. From my side, yeah, no, we'll see how we can deal with it. So, now, honourable members, from my side, I think that's it. I'm not sure if there are anything else from your side, Comrade Elder.
Can I ask one question? I just want to find out if there is somewhere where SALGA, DWARF, and the Water Board have meeting together to discuss this issue.
You know, Comrade, I want to ask, you know, with all due respect, I'm going to say what I'm saying now. Aren't we focusing on the wrong grouping? You know, can't we, you know, even in considering the report, the real people that we are having difficulty with is, are the municipalities, for example, are not, the debt situation are getting worse than being attended to. Now, the committee has dutifully been dealing with the SALGA on this thing. I feel we must deal directly with DPLG, who is the department that is overseeing the municipality. SALGA, with all due respect, Treasury, maybe also. My own feeling is, I think, you know, we must now say that we have exhausted whatever we could with SALGA. We have... I'm trying to be extremely difficult in what I'm saying here, because I'm on the record as I'm speaking. So I'm really saying that, you know, the committee have the right to say that we have tried our luck with SALGA. We've not been having sufficient responses on this. In fact, things have deteriorated, as you say. We're now appealing directly to the Department of Public, Provincial and Local Government in saying that there is a matter that really earnestly concerns the committee and appeal to this department. So when we ask people to come back for this meeting, we should consider, do we want to call SALGA in that same meeting, or don't we want to call, in addition, DPLG also? I think I've reached the, not sort of the end of the road, but I'm sort of close to the end of the road with SALGA. I'm sorry, but that's my response, sir. Honorable Subuyan.
I hereby extend an invitation to the committee or members of the committee to attend the Bush Park Ridge water endeavor on the 7th.